You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Chris's Helpful Tips. It is a music show and a talk show. It's music you don't like and advice you don't need. 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. If you want to call in with one of your problems, I will give you advice. Take it or leave it. It's free. I'm a world-class know-it-all, so I figured why not have a talk show this time around? I've been on the air for 15-plus years. I've been moving right here to Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. 5 to 6 p.m., I'll be here with you taking your calls and playing some music. Let's get this out of the way with Ice-T.
Yo, this is Ice-T talking to you. Get high off music, not drugs. Yo, this is Ice-T talking to you. Get high off music, not drugs. Drugs are for suckers. Straight up, there's no way around it. You do drugs, you lose. This is MC Ice-T. I'm out of here. Peace.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Chris's Helpful Tips on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, here with you until 6 p.m. Starting you off with ABC Rolling Sevens. Call on in with your problems, 855-915-WMFO.
I was tired of little luck, taking me for what she could get. Smoke. Lucks a dime a dozen in a thousand different places. Every country cousin's holding pot, sweet aces. All of a sudden, love shines down on me. Kissing you's like the angels kissing heaven.
Heaven. When I roll those dice, I swear I'm Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic...
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle to that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
Help,
you know I need someone.
Help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed anybody's help in any way.
WMFO in Medford, my name is Chris Earle. The show is Chris's Helpful Tips. Here I am with you once again, week three. Here with you until 6 p.m., 855-915-WMFO. World-class know-it-all, Chris Earle. Everybody's told me you're a know-it-all over the years, so why not have a show? And I'll help you. Or I might not. Who knows? It's music you don't like and advice you don't need until 6 p.m. It's Chris's Helpful Tips. I'd like to start off by what happened when I walked in here today. I don't really understand why people who have dogs just leave the plastic bags filled with excrement on the side of the road. Why don't they take it with them? It seems like they're doing a half-assed job. It's like you did enough to wrap it up, put it in a bag like it's a little gift on the side of the road for everybody else but you. Pick up your dog crap, everybody. That's Chris's helpful tip number one for today. That was just on my mind. I'm out here, I'm outside the post office, and there's like a big blue bag. And you know what was in it? Poo-poo. That's what was in it. You know, in San Fran, they just don't even put it in a bag, and it's human. But here, at Tufts University, come on. Let's have, I was expecting more from a Tufts graduate. Pick up your crap, everybody. What's wrong with you? 855-915-WMFO. In the background is the instrumental of With a Little Help from My Friends. And I'm your friend, for the most part. Chris Earle, there's only a few people out there in life that I'm not friends with anymore, but that's on them. I got a problem with them, and they got a problem with me, but that's fine. You got a problem with me? You can call on and tell me about it. 855-915-WMFO. Maybe you're wondering, what kind of candy should I buy for Halloween? It's 855-915-WMFO. What about what should I watch for a horror movie this weekend? 855-915-WMFO. What about a costume that you're planning? 855-915-WMFO. How about the Topsfield Fair? Should I go to it or not? Do I want to sit there in the rain on the weekend on a hayride and smell the wet farm animals? 855-915-WMFO. We can talk about it. What do you think? Arborists, are you for them or are you against them? I have to get a tree down in my yard. And guy comes over, one of them quoted like $3,000, the other one $7,000. What's wrong with people? 855-915-WMFO. Are you an arborist? Perhaps you can help me as I help you. It's 855-915-WMFO. Ahsoka was on this week, pretty good. The finale was good. If you haven't watched it, go out and watch it. I don't think I'm going to spoil anything for you because there's not much to spoil. C-3PO shows up. I can tell you that. That's a spoiler. Spoiler alert, everybody. This isn't Citizen Kane, okay? If you haven't watched it yet, you're not a fan. I don't care. Get to watching it. Take an hour out of your week. It's not that hard. Could have watched it Tuesday night or Wednesday or Thursday. You wait until Friday, 72-hour turnaround. Chris Earl's going to spoil it for you. I don't care. My helpful tip is to find some more time to watch more television. Huh. In the background is the Gator soundtrack as we wait for a call, 855-915-WMFO. So, Ahsoka was pretty good. Overall, so far, you had your Mandalorian 1, 2, and 3. I liked Mandalorian Season 1. 2 was good. 3 was caca. Book of Boba Fett was okay. Nothing special. The Mandalorian episodes were great. Obi-Wan was caca. What else was in there? Andor. Started out good and then was caca. People don't know what Star Wars is. It's weird. It's like, well, it's multi-generational now, but Star Wars was all about the Skywalkers. All of a sudden, it's not anymore. Everybody can throw around a lightsaber whenever the hell they want. It's not that easy to make a lightsaber. It takes years of training. All of a sudden, the new guy shows up, the guy from Rebels there, young kid, he pops back, and he makes a lightsaber in, 3 minutes with help from a droid. Great job. Watch Rebels, everybody. Pretty good show. I got through about maybe two seasons, and then I was like, I'll figure it out afterwards. I don't like to watch cartoons. I'm 52 years old. What do I need to watch cartoons all the time for? They're just going to make them into live action now anyway. It's Disney. But I did enjoy the villains. I liked Grand Admiral Thrawn. He was pretty cool. I liked the two new Jedis for hire, Shin and Baylan. Poor Baylan, he didn't even finish his story. The guy died before he could even see the show aired. They could have at least, called him up and say, listen, we're going to finish your story arc. Now they're probably going to hire somebody. They're just going to retire the character. He's going to go the way of, what's her name from The Mandalorian? The WWF wrestler there, or whatever her name was. She was like an extreme fighter. And, she said some words on Republican radio. So I don't even remember the whole story. 855-915-WMFO. If you want to call in and chat with Chris Earle, it's Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. Pretty exciting so far. We've got about 46 minutes left of the show. So far, we've covered dog poo on the side of the road. Topsfield Fair. I don't know, man. Everybody's saying $20 to get in, then it's $12 for piece of dough. Who wants fried dough? It's like you throw some cinnamon and some sugar on there. You feel the arteries just clogging up. Chris's helpful tip is have fried dough maybe once a year. And a donut's fried dough, pretty much. And a pizza's kind of fried dough, in a way. Pizza's great, though. You could eat it every day. This is a little spooky in the background. From the Gator soundtrack from, 1976. Any favorite horror movies you have out there, 855-915-WMFO, if you would like to call in, and I will give you some suggestions. Here's a suggestion. Go see The Exorcist. If you haven't seen that yet, it's a great movie. Halloween is a great movie. The Omen is a great movie. Creepshow is a great movie. Those are some good ones. The first Saw was pretty good. We can get to the later ones. What's that one with the doll? Well, Annabelle was the doll, and then it was called something else, and it had two lawyers in there. So it was interesting for a little bit, and then the ghost hunters and became in a law room for the second sequel. I'm like, what is going on here? You know what I'm talking about. At least some of you do. 855-915-WMFO if you want to call in and chat. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Chris's Helpful Tips. In the background is Charles Bernstein from the Gator soundtrack with Erotica. Getting a little erotic here on WMFO. How was your week? How was your week, everybody? Did you have a busy week like me? My week's still going. Here I am working for you into the late hours. It's 5:16 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? It's music you don't like and advice you don't need here on WMFO in Medford, here with you until 6 p.m. I actually got some stuff lined up. Got some stuff lined up over the next few weeks. Going to have a couple more guests in here over the next few weeks. I had Jim McDermott last week. He did a nice job. I miss Joyce the Voice. Joyce the Voice was from 3 to 5 on Wednesday night. She's still there on 3 to 5 Wednesday night. And then Mellow Max is on there 7 to 9 now Wednesday night. And, of course, On the Town with Mikey D from 9 until midnight. Curiously, Chris Earle isn't there on 5 to 7 Wednesday night anymore. He's now at 5 to 6 p.m. on Friday night. There are ultimate destinations for any performer, and this apparently is one of them. 15 years on the air at WMFO here in Medford. And here I am, giving you some helpful tips. Pumpkins, you're for them, you're against them. 855-915-WMFO. Let's take a break. Well, I'm going to take a break. And I'm going to give you another song from the Little River Band here on Chris's Helpful Tips. 855-915-WMFO if you want to call in and chat.
I'm only trying to help you.
Is it really worth the worry? Look around. Watch my temper, I go mental. I'll try to be gentle. When I grow up, I'll be stable. When I grow up, I'll turn the tables. When I grow up, when I grow up, when I grow up, I'll turn the tables. Don't take offense, better make amends. Rip it all to shreds and let it go. Don't take offense, better make amends. Rip it all to shreds and let it go. Show me. Rip it all to shreds and let it go. Rip it all to shreds and let it go.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Django Reinhardt in the background. You ever see Woody Allen's Sweet and Low Down? Great, great movie with Sean Penn. A lot of fun. Samantha Morton is in that as well. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, not a bad one to watch over the weekend. It's not necessarily an autumn movie or a scary movie, but it is a great, great movie. Here's how to shave your legs, everybody. It's Chris's helpful tips. Nobody's calling in, so I'm just going to throw out some stuff to you. Choose a razor that you feel comfortable using. Maybe a shtick. Get yourself a shtick. Is that your shtick razor? Or a shick? Schwinn? Just get a nice razor you feel comfortable using. Probably a sharp one, you know? Not something that's been sitting around in the cellar, you know, and you're painting the walls and you had to shave the wall or something. Get a nice new shick razor. Rinse and store your razor in a dry area, of course. Change your razor blades often. If this is one of those like old school, like 1960s shave that your granddaddy used to do, or your mama, your grandmama. Avoid dry shaving. You don't want to just dry shave. Bad news. You know, you might nick yourself. You will nick yourself. It's Chris's helpful tip. Don't nick yourself. You got to prep your skin. You got to get some lotions out. Get yourself some lotions, some nice creams. You know, some liniments. Maybe take a shower and stuff first. You can take a bath or take a shower. You know, get that nice heat on your skin first. Makes it more pliable, I believe. Is it pliable or like, you know, not like plastic, you know, but you know, it stretches a little bit, I think, when it's warm. I'm pretty sure it does. Pretty sure your skin does. Your skin stretches when it's warm. At least mine does. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So what do you do after that? So you prepped your skin. You did your shower, your bath, whatever. Apply some firm pressure on that razor blade. Don't press too hard. It's not going to go right through your leg, but don't be scared. Shave in the direction of your hair growth. You know, people are like up or down when you're shaving your legs. I'd say it's best to start by shaving down, which is usually in the direction of your hair's growth, unless you're a freak, you know, unless you like something from freaking Hobbiton, the Shire. If your last name is Baggins and your first name is Frodo, you might want to shave up the leg, but you want to shave down. After that, you could choose to shave up the leg after you shave down, but make sure that you're reapplying that shaven foam or the liniments, whatever you got. You got some toothpaste even. You know, peanut butter, whatever. Put something on there. The background is Donkey Kong, of course. It's Chris's helpful tips here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, and we actually have a phone call. This is WMFO. It's Chris's helpful tips. You are on the air with Chris. What is your name and what is your problem tonight?
Oh, man. My name is Kieran.
Kieran.
Yes, sir.
All righty. You got a problem for me tonight.
Oh, man. I've got many problems. Let me try to So I'm working this new job, and it's great, and they have me doing, like, full-time.
All right.
But they have me doing, they just, like, it's, they just keep me too long. Like, I find myself doing, like, 4 or 5 or 6 hours of overtime every week.
And all right.
It seems to be a little bit much, you know?
Are they paying you overtime?
Yes.
They are paying you overtime. Now, what was the original deal when you originally got the job?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What were the original hours when you first got the job? Did they say it was going to be 20 hours a week, 30 hours, 40 hours, 10 hours?
No, they said it was going to be full-time, but it's also, like, it's, like, you know, pretty laborious, like, just loading trucks on and off.
Yeah.
So
you're doing, like, some, you're doing some heavy work. Yeah, you're not roofing, are you? You're not, like, going up on the roof with all the senior members that are, like, drinking and then carrying concrete up to the roof or anything like that,
no.
Right? Yeah.
No. Oh, my God. People are heroes.
Do you like it?
I do like it. I mean, it's pretty tiresome, but I enjoy the people I'm meeting and, like, yeah, I do like the work I'm doing.
All right, so the problem is you kind of want to cut back on your hours a little bit, and you like the job, and you're not sure how it's going to go. Is that kind of it?
Yeah, that's a good summary.
All right, you got anybody else there that works with you that you're friends with or anything?
Not really. I'm honestly just the youngest person at my work.
You're kind of solo, and your boss isn't like a family member or anything like that, right?
No.
All right. And this is a regular day job or a day or weekend, and you just want to cut back on the hours. You're not sure how to do it. Does the boss like beer?
He does.
He does.
He really does like beer.
And it's Kieran, right? Here's my advice, Kieran. Come in with a couple of beers, right? Are you overage?
Okay.
Are you overage at all? Are you over 21? You able to get access to beers?
I'm 22, yeah.
You're 22. All right. I was going to say, all right. So you want to make sure that you bring in a few beers, bring in a little cooler, and just say, like, hey, you want to have a beer, like, maybe at the end of the shift, see what he says. And if he likes beers, most likely he's going to have a beer with you. But my advice is don't bring up the kickback of the hours until you've had at least 3 shifts of drinking beer at the end of the day. And then I think he's going to be a little bit more flexible on you. You might even get a raise.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, my God.
Not bad, right? For free advice.
Not even a little bit. That's honestly very good advice.
I wish you the best, Kieran. And what are you doing this weekend? Anything good?
Just going fishing.
Going fishing. Not bad. You go saltwater fishing, freshwater?
Freshwater, just trying out some of these fine Medford lakes, you know.
All right, how about a tip from yourself? What's a good place to go fishing, or what's a good? Do you use lure? You use live bait? Which one?
Oh man, so I guess for freshwater, all I can recommend is just generally a chatterbait.
Okay.
And that's all I can really disclose at this time. But.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, man. And I'm here every Friday night. You want to call in and be one of the regular callers, 855-915-WMFO. Kieran, and you, where are you, actually? In Medford?
I am in Medford, yeah.
All right, man. Have a great weekend, all right?
All right, you too. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling Chris's Helpful Tips, and have a great day, Kieran. Calling in from Medford, Massachusetts, is the Stones. Be right back.
Tales they tell of men.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You're listening to Chris's Helpful Tips here with you until 6 p.m. In the background is the Shipwreck Boss from the Donkey Kong 64 soundtrack. We were talking about shaving, and then we got a nice call there. So what else do you do when you're shaving? What's the process of shaving? We were talking about you choose your razor, you rinse your razor, you get a nice sharp new razor, maybe a shtick. Change your razor blades off, and if you got one of those old school 50s shaving things, like they used to like, you have to like, they had to screw them in. Like I remember my stepfather had one, and he'd take out like a screwdriver, and he'd be like screwing in his razor. I'm like, Jesus, this is a process. What are you doing? You prep your skin, put lotions on it, liniments, peanut butter, whatever you got lying around the house. Apply firm pressure, but don't press too hard because you don't want to go right through your leg. This is for just shaving your legs, right? Guys or girls. Or hobbits. Shave in the direction of your hair growth. If you're a hobbit, you go up. Otherwise, you want to shave down that leg. Shave in the direction of your hair growth, which is normally down unless you're a freak. Unless you're like a circus freak or a hobbit. You want to go down. And then baby your skin post-shave. Baby it. Baby it. Do nice things to your skin. You know, you lose your stretching. That's what I was looking for before. Not the stretch, what's it called when, like, your cheeks just, like, droop? Like, all of a sudden, I used to have, like, nice, tight cheeks. You get in your 50s, man, they just droop. Everything goes down. Like, your testicles drop, like, a centimeter a year or something after the age of 40. What is going on with that? We don't even want to talk about boobs, because, and then it'll be a National Geographic special. It is 855-915-WMFO. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle, DJ extraordinaire. You can call me Chris. Don't call me, you don't want to call me, you don't have to call me sir. You can call me Chris, but I don't want to go by mister. I've been a DJ for over 15 years, so you can call me DJ Chris Earle, Dr. Chris Earle. That's fine. What's the process of photosynthesis? Does anybody know? Well, let's tell you how you stop your bleeding if you cut yourself. If you have to treat a nick or a cut in your face or your legs, a minor shaving nick will heal in about 5 to 10 minutes. But a deep cut, like all of a sudden you use a rusty razor blade, it's going to take a lot longer for you to heal. It could be anywhere from 2 to 5 days, even a month. If you get an infection, you're going to have to get antibiotics. Somebody will have to kick you in the bum and say, "What were you doing shaving with that old razor, you jackass?" When I was a kid, nobody taught me how to shave. Now I just looked at like men that had like beards and then they were gone. I'm like, what happened? It was magic. Like the next day it was gone. And then like I caught like, you know, my dad like kissed me on the cheek. You know, I was a boy. And he's like, and he was like, you know, his whiskers were like sandpaper or something. And I'm like, Dad, what are you, I'm like, what's going on there? It's not baby smooth like my face. And he's like, it's whiskers. And I'm like, well, shave those things off. That was my first experience with kissing a man who had whiskers. It was my dad. Like most young boys, I would say. But yeah, so you want to stop bleeding. You can do the little toilet paper tick. Just take out, you know, some Charmin, you know, stick it on your face. You'll be fine. What's up with those Charmin commercials with the bears? I'm like, why do they have to make wiping your ass fun? What's going on here? I don't get it. 855-915-WMFO. Is the request line. You're probably wondering, why are the leaves changing color? What is happening? What is the sorcery that's happening around Medford and the surrounding areas and the trees? Well, it's called photosynthesis. It's the process of leaves that are changing color. When chlorophyll breaks down, the yellow pigments in the leaves become visible. And as the days get shorter and colder in the autumn, say 6:30 tonight, chlorophyll molecules will break down. And the leaves will quickly lose their green color. That's why you'll get, you know, these reds and these yellows and things like that. And the background is going to be the Beastie Boys, little Jimmy James instrumental, 855-915-WMFO. If you want to call on in and chat, I have about 20 minutes left. So we can get in a couple of calls if they're quick calls or, you know, I'd say keep it under 3 to 5 minutes. Just in case, because we're going to play a tune or two as well. Jim McDermott will be in here again next week. A repeat performance after last week, and he was great here on the tips, and he provided some great tips himself. There's a show on National Geographic. I mentioned the National Geographic there. And on, I believe it was Hulu, 9/11, One Day in America, 6 episodes. American documentary television miniseries. It followed the September 11th attacks through archival footage, survivors, eyewitnesses. It was the most amazing thing I think I've seen on 9/11. Of course, since 9/11. I was around for that horrible day. And I know we're in October now, and, you know, most people will lead up to it and have some curiosity. But that's out there. I'd say if you got a good frame of mind, it's not for everybody, but it was a great documentary if you want to watch that and see what real heroes are like. It's right there on the Hulu, 9/11, One Day in America. I was watching the House of the Dragon, too. I'm catching up on that. I know I'm a little behind with the House of the Dragon, which is the Game of Thrones prequel, pretty much. It covers the Targaryen household, and they all start to have infighting with one another. It's great. I love it. It's like, it's not as gratuitous. I mean, it's still got its sex and violence like the Game of Thrones always did, but it's great. It's really good. I'm on episode 9 there, and I'm looking forward to watching the rest of that maybe tonight or tomorrow night. Thinking about going to maybe a fair. You know, I might need a tip from one of you out there. What fair should I go to? Should I go all the way out to the Big E? I never went to the Big E, and I went to school out there, you know, for 3.5-4 years out of UMass Amherst, and they're like, come to the Big E, come to the Big E. I'm like, yeah, what do I need to see a giant pumpkin for? I don't like pumpkins to begin with. I don't need to see a giant one. And the giant ones, they don't even sit, like, straight up in the air. They're, like, on their side. Like, that doesn't even look like a pumpkin. It looks like Jabba the Hutt. Like, what is that? I don't get it. What is the fascination with these giant things? Like, do I really need a giant zucchini? No. You know? And they're not going to taste as good. There's probably like a rat inside there. Who knows? 855-915-WMFO is the request line. Beastie Boys Square opened up like, I think last week or the week before. No, it was in September. Yeah, it was in September. So a few weeks ago. I don't know if anybody follows the Beastie Boys and the cover of Paul's Boutique, but they ended up taking that square and they named it Beastie Boys Square. So you can actually go to New York City and it's Beastie Boys Square now. I think that's amazing. And my brother was down in New York City. I believe he went to Beastie Boys Square. You can get some t-shirts online. Go to beastieboys.com, I believe it is, and you can buy yourself a t-shirt and say you were there even though you weren't. Went to the Eagles and Steely Dan a few weeks ago. That was pretty nice. That was fun. And here's a really exciting thing. You see, the Vegas Sphere opened up with U2, like, doing a residency out there. And these shows, they look amazing. The tickets are going through the roof. And eventually I'm going to get out there and I'm going to see U2 one night. And really looking forward to that. But if you check that out, I'm like, boy, does that look cool. I'm going to give you, next one is going to be Weird Al. And it's actually pretty nice. He does this special that was for George Harrison from the Beatles, and they cover his songs. And this is Weird Al actually just playing it straight and not doing a parody or anything, doing What Is Life. Oh, it looks like we have a phone call. Let me get the phone call first, and then I will play Weird Al afterwards. It is Chris's Helpful Tips. You are on the air with Chris. What is your name and what is your problem tonight?
My name is Jim.
Jim. How you doing, Jim?
Doing okay.
Doing well. What do we got for problems tonight or this weekend? Anything?
I got a fall problem.
A fall problem? Fall is in autumn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, autumn, yes.
All right.
Exactly.
I was just making sure you didn't fall off a ladder or anything.
No, that's 911.
Yep. Sure. Yeah, that would have been a better call. 911 before Chris's Helpful Tips. That's true. Good tip.
Yep. I'd call you next, though.
Thank you.
Do I rake my leaves up, or do I just leave them there and let them blow away so it's somebody else's problem?
This is a good tip. I think I got a good one for you, because I've gone both ways over the years. Are you having any health problems at all? Or just lazy?
Lazy.
Just lazy? I'd say just leave them there. Don't even pick up a rake. Leave them downstairs. Why go and buy a rake for $20? In order to make your neighbors happy. That's my opinion. Or just get one of those blowers and blow it right into the neighbor's yard. Who cares? Yeah, like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You sound like a big man. Are you a tall man?
I am.
Is the neighbor of the same stature or shorter?
Not even close.
Oh, yeah. Just blow them right into the lawn. And if they look out at you, just be like, yeah, forget it. Or you can go out and, if they do make a stink, you can go out and maybe try to find those, remember those orange pumpkin bags that everybody was into between like 2011 and 2013? You might be able to find a few of those, and you can make it festive and just leave giant orange trash bags that look like pumpkins right on their lawn, filled with leaves.
Yeah, if they still sell them.
Yeah, I could get you some. I could probably find you some. I'll find a tip out there. I'll get some on eBay. I'll do a quick search here. Let me look up orange trash bags shaped like a pumpkin, and they are available at Amazon.com, $5.99 for a 3-piece. Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
That's not. Hey, it's cheaper than a rake, right?
Yeah. Probably cheaper than buying real pumpkins.
Cheaper than buying a real pumpkin. That's a good idea. You got any pumpkins yet this year? Are you a pumpkin man? Do you buy pumpkins for the porch? Do you make jack-o'-lanterns? Neither.
Just the pumpkin, no jack-o'-lantern.
Just the pumpkin.
Yeah, I don't put that much effort into it.
No. Do you have? There's no reason to, in my opinion. You don't need to cut up a jack-o'-lantern unless you got like a bunch of kids running around and you want to give them something to do. Be like, stick a couple of holes in a mouth in this, you know. It gives them two or 3 hours to do something with the neighborhood kids. Keep them off your porch.
Yeah, or you can go get Happy Meal and you get yourself a McBoo.
Sure.
Put that out there.
What is it called? A McBoo?
That's one of them. I think there's three different names, but that's the one that I recall.
Nice. Any plans for the weekend? Any tips for the listeners out there for something to do this weekend? Perhaps a fair to go to or something of that nature?
I think indoors because, once again, it's going to rain.
Yeah, it's going to rain. Keep indoors, and those leaves are just going to get wet. You know, my advice now is just blow them right over to the neighbor's yard. And then as soon as they're wet and they drop again, just give it a day or two and then blow them right over again. They'll get the picture. They're going to be afraid of you, and that's not a bad thing for a neighbor. They should have a good amount of fear, and they'll leave you alone.
Yeah, a little healthy respect. Yep. Or you could just blow them all over at like 2 in the morning. They can't see me do it.
That's true. Very good. Yeah. Very good tip.
Yeah.
Well, have a wonderful weekend, Jim, and good luck with those leaves.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in to Chris's Helpful Tips, and have a great day. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. There's Jim with his leaf problem, his leaf dilemma. And the advice, of course, is just blow it right in the neighbor's lawn. They're not going to care. And if they do, as long as you're bigger than them, it's no problem. Here's Weird Al.
The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and I took the less traveled by. And that has made all the difference.
Lodge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately.
Okay.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Who?
Who is your daddy?
Who are you talking about?
Who are you?
Well, who are you?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
Hey, this is a motel.
I'm a cop, you idiot. I'm Detective John Kimble.
Well, if you're a cop, you idiot, come over here and talk to me, okay?
You son of a bitch.
And I don't know what he does. This is a switchboard at the Gator Lodge.
Stop it!
I don't stop nothing, you idiot.
Stop it!
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Chris's helpful tips just here with you for a few more minutes. We got time. 855-915-9636. You want to call in? We could talk about wooden teeth. What were false teeth originally made of? The earliest known dentures consisted of human or animal teeth tied together with wires. Can you imagine having somebody else's teeth in your mouth? Or like a wolf or something like that? It's like, give me the wolf teeth. Like going into the dentist is like, I wonder if this is covered by Delta Dental. Give me some wolf teeth, man. I'm heading out to Vegas. I'm going to see Billy Idol. I want some wolf teeth, man. I want people to look at me and freak out. Examples of dentures back then have been found in the Egyptian and Mexican archaeological sites. Of course, you want to go see a freak, you got to go to Mexico and Egypt. If you really want to see like some people with freaky teeth. Plus England. England has always been known to have bad teeth. George Washington had like wooden teeth. Imagine looking at him. It's like, George, oh. I'm like, he must have stunk, too. Can you imagine, like, having wood in your mouth that just sitting there for months and months on end? I'd rather they just pulled them all out, you know? An old-fashioned gummy, you know? Have no teeth in your mouth. I mean, back then, though, I mean, they'd really... I don't know if they had enough tools to, like, pull them out. This is kind of dark. I'm not expecting it to be dark here, Chris Self-Tip. It's supposed to be helpful, you know, and sweet and kind. It's hard. It's hard, man. Time travel show, and you know, I'm a little edgy. But over the next few weeks, we're going to be celebrating my birthday here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, a couple of weeks. And who knows, maybe there'll be some birthday tips that people will call in with here on WMFO in Medford. Maybe I will give some tips on how to host the best birthday party ever. You can stick around for that. Said that people used to put hippopotamus teeth in their mouth. Come on. Elephant, hippopotamus, or walrus? Oh, ivory. They carved it. I was going to say, hippopotamus is pretty big. You got to be a pretty fat person in order to have hippopotamus teeth in your mouth, you would think. I guess the rumor was that George Washington had some of the highest quality dentures available in his time. Of course he did. He was the leader of the free world, right? Wonder if they called him leader of the free world back then, because to England he was just an a-hole. It's WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. There's no more time, everybody. We're out of time. It's all right, though. It's good. It's Chris Earle. Chris's Helpful Tips will be here again next week. And I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Maybe you want to pick up your phone. There's a helpful tip. The phone does more than text, everybody. It also calls people. You can actually call 855-915-WMFO. It's djchat@wmfo.org. If you want to go on there, you can text me. Text me on there next week with a problem. If you don't want to go on the air, I'm not going to make fun of you. I'm gonna treat you with respect, as long as you don't swear. You can't just come on and go F this, F that, and F you. I'm going to hang up on you. And if you get an F-bomb in, I got your number. I'm going to call you back, and then I'll embarrass you. Anyway, it's Chris's Helpful Tips. As always, have a great day. Enjoy your weekend, Medford. It looks like it's going to be a little hazy tonight, but hopefully the rain will hold off until tomorrow. Go out and have yourself a nice fire. Call up a friend, have a meatball sandwich, do something. That's my advice to you this weekend. Do something. And I'll see you next week, everybody. Good night, time travelers.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's lack of sex that's bringing me. To a whore, he said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and buzz, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Rest.